The following week, each camp will hold a maximum of 24 people. Registrations can be returned to the high school at the main office or to Charles O. Stone's Intermediate Center office. You can find a link for the camp at buffsengineering.com, robotics camp, and there's a form there on that. One to mention right quick, too, that something that will be affecting the school district, but the entire community, and I know you've mentioned it a couple of times, is the Kansas Department of Transportation's U.S. Highway 5083-400 bypass project, which is expected to begin on March 18th. That starts on Monday when we get back from school. Speaking with KDOT, they didn't think in the morning that it would be closed, but as they go through the day, they'll start closing the bypass. Now, that's going to take place. What they're doing is replacing the asphalt and the concrete on that 3.5-mile stretch of the bypass where it's really, really rough. And it'll actually start and begin at 3rd Street and continue to the east and south to US 83 on the 50 Fulton Street interchange. There's going to be a lot of detours in this project, and I know it's going to really affect our schools at Charles Stones, Victor and Ellis, and especially the high school at students trying to get to the high school as well. So just wanted to mention that. I know you talked about it a couple of times, but just wanted to get that out there again. Again, we are on spring break, and we will be back in session, and classes will be back in school on March 18th. All this and more information can be found on our website by going to www.gckschools.com.